Welcome in. Today we're building a beginner-friendly mid-bass system for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only. The key word for this lesson is automation, because in jungle, a good mid-bass isn't just a sound, it's a moving part. It's the glue between your clean sub and your breaks, and it should feel like it's talking back to the drums. By the end, you'll have a repeatable setup, a clean sub track that stays steady, a mid-bass track that brings character and movement, and a simple macro system so you can automate big, musical changes without drawing a million tiny lines. Let's set the context first so your automation decisions actually make sense. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'm going to think at 170. Drop in a basic drum groove, kick, snare, and ideally a break loop. Even a rough break is fine. Jungle bass is all about call and response with the drums, so you want to hear the bass moving against something real. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name one bass SUB and the other bass MID. Select both and group them. Call the group bass bus. This is a huge habit that will keep your low end sane later. We process sub and mid separately, but we can still control them together if we need to. Alright, first we build the sub. And yes, I want it boring. On bass sub, load operator. Use the simplest algorithm, just one oscillator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Make sure it's mono, one voice, no poly stuff. The sub's job is weight and consistency. Add EQ8 next. Gently low pass it around 120 to 150 Hz. This keeps the sub from poking into the mids, and it also stops it from getting clicky or sounding like it's trying to be the mid bass. Then add utility. Set width to 0%, full mono. That's non-negotiable for a lot of DNB systems. If you ever wonder why your low end disappears in a club, stereo sub is one of the classic reasons. Cool. Sub done. Now the fun track, the mid. On bass mid, load wavitable. Use basic shapes for oscillator 1 and choose a saw shape, or a slightly rounded saw if you wanted a touch smoother. Keep it mono. One voice, no unison yet. Starting clean is important, because we'll add width later with intention instead of randomly. For the MIDI, keep it simple and roll Y. Think short notes with gaps. Eighth notes and 16th syncopations work great. Keep the notes in a mid register, like around F to arrange depending on your key. The sub is handling the true low end. The mid bass is there to speak in the mid range. Now we build the mid bass chain. The heart of the system is filter movement. After wavitable, add auto filter. Choose a 24 dB low pass. Set drive to around 6 dB for some bite. Resonance around 20 to 35%. Don't go crazy with resonance yet, because too much turns your bass into a whistle that disappears on bigger systems. Set the filter frequency somewhere like 250 to 600 Hz as a starting point. And now here's where the lesson really begins. Automation. Go to Arrangement View and press it to show automation lanes. We're going to automate auto filter frequency and optionally resonance. Think in two bar phrases. Jungle loves phrases. Instead of constant motion, think call and response. Bar 1. A little darker, more closed. Bar 2, open it up on a fill or a gap, where the snare leaves space. A good starting range is this, closed around 220 to 320 Hz, open moments maybe 700 Hz up to 1.5 Hz when you want that bark. The trick is contrast. If it's bright all the time, it's not exciting, it's just bright. Teacher tip here, try making your filter open happen slightly ahead of the drum, like a tiny anticipation. Even nudging the automation breakpoint a 30-second note early can make the bass feel more alive, like it's leaning into the groove instead of reacting late. Next, add harmonics. Put saturator after auto filter. Set drive somewhere between 4 and 10 dB depending on how gritty you want it. Turn on soft clip. Try analog clip if you want warmth, or hard curve if you want it more aggressive. And very important, level match. If the distortion sounds better, make sure it's not just louder. Use the output to bring it back to a similar level when you bypass it. Automation idea. Automate saturator drive as a momentary accent. Not all the time. Pick two notes in an 8-bar loop and give them a little push. Like plus 2 to 4 dB. That's often enough to make a bass line feel like it's speaking. Optional, but very old-school jungle cheat code. Add amp after saturator. Try a clean or blues mode and keep the gain low to mid. You're not trying to turn it into a guitar solo. You're trying to add a cap-like rasp and attitude. If it gets fizzy, don't panic. We'll carve it. Now add EQ8 near the end of the mid-chain. This is mid-bass discipline. First, high-pass the mid-bass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. Make it fairly steep. This is what stops the mid from fighting your sub and causing low-end phase drama. Then check for mud. A small dip around 250 to 400 HC can clear space for the break and make the whole track sound more expensive instantly. If the bass sounds nasal or honky, try a gentle dip around 900 HC to 1.5 kHC. But don't overdo it, because that's also where the talk character can live. You're balancing attitude with space. Now add utility after that. This is where we control width like a pro. Set width low to start, like 0 to 30%. Keep the bass mostly mono-ish while the drums are smashing. Then, use width as a transition tool. For example, open utility width to 60 to 90% for half a bar before a drop or a section change, then snap it back tighter when the drums hit. That lift then slam is classic and it feels huge, even without changing the notes. Quick coaching note, if you add width, do a mono check regularly. The easiest method is to temporarily put a utility on the master and set width to 0%. If your mid-bass loses all its attitude, you're leaning too hard on stereo tricks. Bring it back toward mono and rely on harmonics and automation instead. Now we add sidechain to make it sit with the kick. Put a compressor on the bass MID track. Enable sidechain. Pick the kick track as the input. Start with ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds, and adjust by feel to match the groove. Lower the threshold until you see maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. DNB tip. Don't chase EDM pumping. You just want space for the kick and a little movement. Too much and the bass will vanish between hits, especially at high tempo. At this point, you have a working mid-bass chain, but now we turn it into a system you can reuse and automate fast. Select your mid-bass effects, auto filter, saturator, amp if you used it, EQ8, utility, and the sidechain compressor. Group them into an audio effect rack. Now map macros. This is where everything becomes easy to automate. Macro 1. Tone. Map it to auto filter frequency. Macro 2. Byte. Map it to saturated drive. Macro 3. Rezo. Map it to auto filter resonance. Macro 4. Width. Map it to utility width. Macro 5. Pump. Map it to the compressor threshold, but keep this range subtle. Set smart macro ranges. This matters more than people think. For tone, something like 200 HC up to 1.5 kHC. For byte, maybe 3 dB to 10 dB of drive. For rezo, keep it safe, 10% to 40%. For width, 0% to 80%. For pump, a tiny usable range so you can't accidentally crush the bass. Now instead of automating 6 different devices, you can automate 1 or 2 macros and get a controlled, musical result. That's the whole point of a system. Let's talk arrangement, because automation without structure turns into spaghetti. Try a 16-bar story with 4 states. Bars 1 to 4, tight and dark. Tone lower, byte minimal. Bars 5 to 8, slightly brighter. Tone rises a bit. Bars 9 to 12, more aggressive. Byte spikes on a couple notes, maybe a quick rezo tick on an offbeat. Bars 13 to 16, pre-drop tease. Brief width lift. A couple quick tone flicks, then a hard reset right at the loop. That reset point is important. Jungle feels punchy because it returns to a known bassline. At the end of the phrase, snap tone back to your home value, width back near mono, byte back to normal. Now the loop sounds intentional, not like it's drifting. Here's a micro automation trick that sounds super jungle. On the last quarter note before a snare fill, do a quick tone spike. Like, open the filter fast and bring it back. It makes the bass yap at the drums, and it feels like the rhythm section is alive. Now, a couple common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the mid-bass fight the sub. If your mid has energy below about 150 HE, high-pass it harder or adjust your patch. Keep the sub clean and steady. Don't overdo resonance. It can sound cool solo, but inside a mix it gets thin and whistle-wise. Don't automate everything constantly. Movement needs contrast. Make a simple two-bar idea and repeat it. Then change one thing every few phrases. Don't make the bass super wide all the time. Wide bass can collapse in mono and ruin your punch. Use width as a special effect, not a default. And always level match after distortion. Louder usually sounds better, so don't let volume trick your ears. Quick extra sauce, still stock only. If you want darker, heavier vibes without losing clarity, try parallel dirt. Duplicate the mid track. Distort the copy harder with saturator and amp, then low-pass it with EQ8 and blend it quietly underneath. You get thickness without ruining the main tone. Another fun one, before your distortion, Put an EQ8 and 2-way gentle bell boost around 700 Hz to 1.2 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB. Distortion reacts more to what you feed it, so you can create more talk without just cranking drive. And if you want a vowelish articulation, make a narrow notch in EQ8 somewhere between 500 Hz and 1.5 kHz, then automate that notch frequency in a tight range. Don't sweep the whole spectrum, just wiggle it a bit. It can sound surprisingly vocal. Let's finish with a tight 15-minute practice plan. Make an 8-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and a break. Program an 8-bar rolling bass pattern on your sub and mid tracks. Build your mid rack and map the macros. Tone, bite, width, pump. Now automate tone across 8 bars. Bars 1 and 2 dark, bars 3 and 4 slightly open. Bar 5 add 1 quick yap on beat 4. Bars 6 to 8 gradually brighter, then snap back dark at the loop point. Automate bite to spike on only 2 notes. Automate width to open only in the last half bar before the loop restarts. Then export a quick bounce and listen on headphones, laptop speakers, and do a mono check by setting a utility on the master to width 0%. The goal is that the bass still reads clearly, even when mono. Recap to lock it in. You built a stock-only jungle mid-bass system in Ableton Live 12, wave-eatable into auto-filter for movement, saturator for harmonics, optional amp, for old-school grit, EQ8 to carve space, utility, for mono control and width tricks, and a sidechain compressor to sit with the kick. Then you wrapped it as a rack with macros so automation becomes fast, musical, and repeatable.